The city of Taizhou is in eastern China. It's an industrial port city. A lot of the people who travel here are here on business. Ships loaded with new products are often headed for the United States. But it's not just what leaves this city that makes business boom, it's also what's coming in.
I know it's polluted here, but it's not a big deal. The most important thing is my children. That's the reason why I found work here.
Liu Qingzhen works at this Taizhou scrap plant. It's the final stop for some of the nearly 4,000 tons of scrap and e-waste that enters the port each day. Liu is one of hundreds of workers who squat under an outdoor pavilion picking apart old circuit boards and wires. She works 9 hours a day, 7 days a week, earning about $130 a month. The work is dangerous. She and the other workers are exposed to harmful chemicals from e-waste such as lead and mercury. The 23-year-old moved here for this job because she needed to support her two kids.
I used to work in a shoe factory, but then I had a baby, and it's not convenient to have a baby there, so I moved here even though the pay is the same. I come from the countryside. You can't earn money on a farm.
The plant where she works is considered safer than scrapping these materials in the countryside, where families work in their front yards and in their homes. They melt circuit boards and burn wires to extract bits of valuable copper and gold. Environmental organizations have documented evidence that what's left over after the valuable metals are retrieved is dumped into local rivers and streams.
I noticed that when we arrived, they shut down the other door of that other shop. Mm-hmm.
And they are doing the same kind of e-waste, but they're afraid of being discovered by others.
Afraid, says Taizhou resident Chen Yijun, because what they're doing is illegal. Chinese law forbids the import of e-waste, yet piles of foreign electronics litter the countryside and pour into scrap plants daily. Yijun is a teacher at Taizhou No. 1 High School, where students are concerned about what the e-waste industry is doing to their environment. They've been testing the water in local streams, looking for signs of harmful chemicals. On this day, they draw several gallons from a stream. The banks are littered with piles of electrical cable. Chen Zhenyan has been working on the project for years.
The frogs here are different from frogs in other places because sometimes they have extra limbs. We are sure the pollution is from e-waste because in this area there is no other industry.
Chen and her colleagues say this pollution is harmful to people, too. They tell local government officials such as Liang Xiaoyang that something has to be done to improve the situation. But Liang says there's only so much the government can do to combat an illegal industry that so many residents make their living off of. He says cutting off imports is difficult because sometimes e-waste is hidden in with other scrap. He doesn't deny the waste industry is a big business here.
This industry generates a lot of tax money for us in the form of tariffs. So if this industry doesn't exist, the Taizhou Harbor won't survive.
Jim Puckett is coordinator of the Basel Action Network, a Seattle-based group that confronts toxic trade issues around the world. He says it's not that the Chinese government is unwilling to stop imports. It's simply unable to stop them.
They banned the import. Problem is they can't control that flow. It's just coming at them container load after container load through various ports, and they can't possibly check every single one.
American waste is literally fueling the fires burning electronics that dot the countryside in China. And many of the original owners of this gear had taken it to be recycled and thought they'd done the right thing. But often it ends up on a ship headed for scrapyards overseas. About 7,000 miles away from Taizhou, practically the other side of the globe, there's a warehouse in Springfield, Illinois, stacked with old electronic gear. The Illinois State Department of Central Management Services, or CMS, disposes of old state property, including old copy machines, computers, and monitors. In 2005, CMS was contacted by the Basel Action Network with some disturbing information. The group was finding state of Illinois computers dumped in developing countries around the world. Curtis Howard is manager of CMS state and federal surplus property.
It hit me pretty hard, the fact that not realizing, you know, I always look at it, you know, these guys were here, they come in, they bid on our property, you know, I'm maximizing the return on the state's investment, I'm doing a good job. I never really thought about the tail end of the dragon.
Basel Action Network coordinator Jim Puckett says if the Chinese are unable to stop the imports, then it's up to the United States to control what they export.
Other countries have laws forbidding it, laws controlling it, but in the United States, we don't even have a law to control this export.
The U.S. is one of only a handful of countries that have not signed and ratified the Basel Convention, an international treaty that bans hazardous waste exports. That means if anything's going to be done to stop electronic waste from polluting countries overseas, it's going to be up to the states to take action. It starts with buying electronics from companies that make products that are more easily recycled, and ends with making sure old electronic gear is getting into the hands of responsible recyclers who don't simply ship the e-waste to scrapyards overseas. For the Environment Report, I'm Ted Land.